99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out of here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's an online platform in China that allows people to rent other people's pets by the hour.
All right. Some people have a problem with that.
And I can understand the problem with that.
But here's the thing. If you have a problem with it, don't do it on one side or the other. But, like, I get it. Ted, we used to always say to you, you want to pick up chicks, have a dog, go to the dog park, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But you don't have a dog, and we understand you don't want to take on the responsibility just to get laid, but you can just get laid by having a dog at the dog. I know that sounds petty.
I used
stupid,
to dog set.
Petty, I get it.
But I would dog sit my friend's little Frenchie.
And how well did that work for you?
It was great.
Right. Every girl that would never talk to you, suddenly they'll talk to you.
Except
you
when her dog bit another dog.
Okay, well, in your care?
Yes. I didn't know. The dog is so good with humans. She just sucks. I didn't realize how bad she was with other dogs. So a very attractive woman. It's like, your dog friendly? I was like, yeah.
Oh.
And then it tried to bite her dog. Oh. I was like, I'm just watching it.
Real quick.
Maybe that was a bad idea.
Yeah. I'm just watching. It's not mine.
Just needed like a hint more honesty there. Like, honestly, I'm watching this dog. He's probably friendly. He loves people.
She loves me. People. I buckled under the pressure. I was just like, yeah, of course. Of course she is.
I would too.
Yeah.
Didn't do that thing where you're sitting there holding her. Like, come on. You okay?
But when they say rent people's pets, we're talking dogs. No one's going to rent your cat.
I would.
You're going to take someone else's cat into your home?
Yes.
Bro,
yes.
That would end poorly.
Yes, I would get a hairless cat for an hour or two. Just see if I like the damn thing. Hang out with me.
See if you're good with a little naked animal rolling around.
Sure. Why
just
not?
The problem with cats, if you feed it, I feel like it would go back to your home.
Yeah.
Like my neighbors, they got a newer cat, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't just sit outside my door. He presses his nose against my screen and meows at me. But I'm like, I'm not letting you in.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I feed him, he would just become my cat.
That's basically how that works.
So did Egypt advance in the World Cup?
Who do they play?
Iran?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying it. I'll go to the viewing party.
Yeah.
I'll bring the Sphinx.
Oh, God.
I see. Okay.
I show up.
Oh, God.
That's not a bad. If you're going to rent a cat, that's the time.
I'm rooting for Egypt. Can't you see?
Yeah, they play Australia.
Ha ha.
Here we go.
I'll go over to the Kiwi place.
I'll rent a kangaroo.
I was going to be an emu, but, you know, whatever.
Jeez, I'm whiz. There's been a growing number of patients that are suffering from a mystery explosive diarrhea parasite. There's been over 140 cases across 20 states.
Has one been Washington?
No, but I thought the same thing, dude.
My buddy's wife is down with it right now. Oh, sorry.
Damn, man.
What do you mean?
She has explosive diarrhea right now.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Great. Where's she live?
Well, there's a case in...
Is that Cheryl? You're talking about Cheryl. Well,
there was a restaurant...
It is Cheryl.
This is a restaurant that got like a bunch of people sick over in the International District.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they shut them down or whatever the deal was,
man,
but they were giving people the green apple splatters.
I was suffering through something a couple weeks back that was tearing me up, dude. It was, I looked at all the symptoms, like bad cramping, bad diarrhea.
Sure.
Like nausea. I was like, oh crap, I might have had some sort of weird parasite thing.
Well, they're never going to tell you now.
No.
But are the diarrhea symptoms roughly that anyway?
Yeah.
It could just be diarrhea, but like, yeah, it cramps, but it hurts, it sucks.
It wasn't moving though. It was just sitting there. It's like I had a ball of gas in my gut that wasn't moving.
I got you.
It was terrible.
Military ran out of flu shots.
Yep.
I'm the opposite. Like if I had it on a Saturday morning, I wouldn't know the difference.
That's what I mean.
Most Friday nights, I'm eating wings and drinking a beer.
I mean, for me, if it happens to me, I always just blame myself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Even if they said, you have a parasite, I'd be like, get out of here.
Probably.
I thought it was me.
Last year, the U.S. murder rate reached its lowest point since 1960, and reports are coming in that we are on track to be even lower this year.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Way to not murder people, America. Well done.
Running out of people to kill.
You should tell the news networks that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, that messes with their mojo.
Murder!
I know. Murder! Murder!
Everywhere!
We're here to scare you, not tell you the truth.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen Stafford, the Merriam-Webster word of the day. Steve, you currently have a 5-win record going into the day.
I think he's cheating.
And this is
cheating. He's looking it up.
I give you guys a 20% chance of success on this one. This one might be the one that beats him. But it's a noun beginning with the letter N.
N or Emma?
N.
N.
Noun, huh?
A noun beginning with the letter N. But this is a very rich or important person. I've only ever heard this word used once in a children's movie, and I didn't know what it meant then, and I now know what it means. A very rich or important person beginning with the letter N.
So obviously it's not noble or nobility.
Yeah. Correct. Only heard this word.
Nepo baby.
Nomad.
Nomad.
No, it's an important, not rich.
Steve, any final guesses here?
I'm going to give you a word that starts with the letter N. No.
Okay. Nabob.
I've never heard that word.
What is Nabob?
Nabob?
It was literally used, the movie was Aladdin, and the Friend Like Me song that Robin Williams did.
Yeah.
He used that as like at the very end of it. He called him a Nabob or of some kind. It was like, am I hearing that wrong? It doesn't make sense. I don't know what that means. But then all of a sudden, this comes up. It's like, very rich or important person. He was turning him into a prince at that point.
A Nabob.
Okay. So we got to reset that. It is now open as far as how this goes. Here we go. A new study found that exercise may keep muscles fighting cancer.
I would just assume, I mean, cancer is cancer, but I would just assume exercise helps your muscles fight anything.
Right. Keep your body healthy, and it will do its best to
take
care
of you.
Why do
they keep telling us the benefits of exercise?
Because we're not doing it.
If you exercise, good things happen. We can go through the whole laundry list of what those positive things are if you need to, or just do it. It's like drinking water. You don't have to tell me what it does. I just know it's important, so I do that.
The problem is that we're not. We're still not.
I still don't.
You know?
I'm just saying, but I recognize that it's a positive thing to do.
And we have such a strong focus on weight in this country. It's like, I get it. You want the number on the scale to go down because that makes you feel good, and that's what we really, really focus on. Overall health makes that happen, too.
I would say don't worry so much about the number on the scale because muscle is heavier than fat.
It is.
The image in the mirror will let you know.
And that's what fat people
do. But some people need to lose weight before they can do a lot of exercise.
Absolutely.
I mean, no doubt.
Back.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
It starts with getting healthy.
That's it.
Get yourself healthy. Apparently, giraffes are smarter with numbers than anyone expected.
That's how that giraffe in Texas stays.
Yeah. Well, they could hide for a week.
No, I'm kidding. And she was fat and happy. She did a great job out there. What was her name? I forget. Lucille or something like that.
Something dumb.
I don't know, man. She did good, though. A new study found that that fast replies boost your likelihood of being being hired. Replies boost your likelihood of being hired.
Well, if it's a job interview, yes.
Right. They want somebody who's there that'll communicate and will get back in a timely manner. Shocking.
Yeah.
What a revelation.
I'm glad they do these studies.
A trading card game tournament in Oregon had to be suspended for a week, and the reason why is just as bad as you think.
I know the reason.
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Kmart Online. In other news, Kmart has an online retail presence, and it offers everything from appliances to electronics to clothing to toys. And it's one of those toys that caught our attention today, namely the $6 standing Tyrannosaurus Rex foil balloon. Well, the mother purchased one of these T-Rex balloons for her kid, and that's when she noticed something, as she says, unexpected about the item's design. See, the valve that you blow into to inflate it is strategically located between the dinosaur's legs. And the mom posted a picture online, and yeah, it looks exactly like a straight-up T-Rex penis. Now, one person commented, and I happen to agree, quote, they knew what they were doing when they designed this, because there's no way you didn't. But it's awesome. It's just a little toy. It's like T-Rex from Toy Story.
And he's got his head up in the air.
But the valve is directly. Yeah. You couldn't blow through the tail.
You got to buy a helium tank at that point.
Well, it still looks weird.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not.
But then it looks like a catheter.
I'm not blowing it up by mouth.
But the thing is, in the picture, it's got its head back like I am.
Yeah, those arms. Just like, oh, my God, man. So, yeah, if you get the chance.
You can't reach with those arms.
If you go to Kmart Online, click on Toys, look for the inflatable T-Rex balloon. You will understand. In the meantime, let's drink. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!